The words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be pleasing to you, Holy One.
Amen.
Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Francis, who cared not only for the poor, but for all of creation. After our service and coffee hour today, there will be a blessing of the animals near South Bay Community Center. We hope to start about 1:30. Please join us. Bring all your friends, your creatures, pictures of creatures. Love to have a lot of people there. I remember the first blessing of the animals I participated in before going away to seminary. It was a truly joyful experience. I remember somebody brought their pet rabbit, had a little harness on. I was surprised at how calm they were around all the very large dogs that were there. And when it came time to have them blessed, the little rabbit literally just hopped right up to the priests for their blessing, like they knew what to do. It was really adorable. I had this deep sense of an expanded understanding of creation and God's connection to everything at that moment. I felt more connected to St. Francis and his interest in preaching and speaking to the birds and animals on his path as well. Why wouldn't we speak to the animals? They clearly have things to say to us, even if we don't speak the same language. I felt a deeper curiosity about how we truly are all connected. St. Francis didn't start as an animal advocate. He began as the son of a wealthy cloth merchant. However, his military experience and his experience with an illness led him to reflect on his purpose in life. According to A Great Cloud of Witnesses, a church resource on the saints, the story goes that he heard God calling him to repair his failing house. And Francis literally sold a bale of silk belonging to his father to repair the church that he belonged to. And this infuriated his father, who quickly disowned Francis. So in response, Francis renounced his father's wealth and, according to one account, stripped off all of his clothes, walking away naked and declaring himself wedded to Lady Poverty. This act began Francis's time serving the poor, helping those who were sick, and ultimately moving in with the priests of the church he had repaired. Now, as Francis continued his life and journey, stories emerged of him giving sermons to birds and calming wolves that had been terrorizing towns, and ensuring that his message was expansive and inclusive of all God's creation. At the time, this was unique amongst Francis's contemporaries, as we might imagine. Calling out to Brother Wolf and Sister Bird as he prayed or preached. He becomes an example for us of one who cast off the trappings of the world to follow the teachings of Christ and calls us to expand our blessings to those of all God's creations. One of my favorite quotes attributed to St. Francis is, "Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith." I think this quote weaves several of the lessons we have encountered during our season of creation together. As a reminder, we started with prayer, then we moved to learn, continued with act, then advocate, and today we conclude with bless. St. Francis has many prayers and quotes attributed to him, making bless a very appropriate word to highlight in our service today. Our gospel text today is an excerpt from Matthew that we also encounter at another time in the lectionary cycle. So it might sound very familiar. It's also very popular in a lot of other ways. And here we find Jesus in prayer, giving thanks because God has hidden these things from the wise and the intelligent and have revealed them to infants. Now it's important to remember that infants are, from earlier chapters of Matthew, poor in spirit, the meek, the merciful, and the persecuted, not literally baby infants. Thus, they can see what the wise and intelligent cannot. They have a unique perspective. So as the text turns to Jesus' invitation, we hear the part of Matthew's gospel that has come to comfort many. I love it so much, I'll read it again. Come to me, all you that are weary and are carrying heavy burdens, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. But who are the weary in this gospel? Of course, this speaks to us in our modern context as we struggle in our everyday lives, trying to find the burdens to lay down, the ways we might be overcommitted. But what if this gospel is calling us to see ourselves as the wise and intelligent, who participate in the systems and structures that contribute to those who are weary in our own day? Yes, of course, it can be both. We can be both. What if our encounter with this gospel today asks us to embody the path of St. Francis and reject and reflect on the purpose of our Christian life? Now, I'm not advocating that we all strip down naked and become vowed religious. I mean, do you? Yet, maybe we can take a page from his book and reflect on what is really of value to us. Think about how we are participating in the systems that we may or may not value, and what actions we might want to take to change that. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach. We're not all one person. We should support each other in community as we explore what these changes might look like for us. St. Francis has the priests and future folks who would join his religious order to support that work for him. And I wonder who the people are that are your blessed companions in your ongoing spiritual work. As Jesus calls us to learn from him and find rest for our souls, I hope that we look to those in the pews surrounding us and those who support us near and far. Finding ways to learn from Jesus can't be done in a vacuum, but must be done in community, including those beloved animals that may or may not be present in church today. I don't see any animals present in church today, but they might be present in church for those who are joining us online. They have much to teach us. And so today I'd like to conclude with a gratitude prayer, also attributed to St. Francis. We give you thanks with all your creatures, with brother sun who gives us your light, with sister moon and the stars of night, with brother wind and sister water and mother earth who feeds and keeps us. We thank you, Lord of heaven and earth, for revealing your way to the lowly and least. Amen.